Benjamin's all set.
Benjamin is all set. I'm all set. Are you all set?
I am. I've just been just a little anxious lately because I suffer from happy anxiety. Things are going so well. And it feels when you're in this mundane grind maybe, or you're not thinking too far in the future, or you're just kind of getting things done on the daily, living day to day.
Yeah.
I end up dealing with anxiety differently because I guess I don't feel like I have as much to lose. I know that sounds funny, but when I have things going so well and things are just so perfect and the future looks so bright, it seems like I just want that to be.
Yeah.
And so I end up getting anxiety where I like self-sabotage.
Every time though you do this.
Yeah, but it affected my dreams last night too because I went to bed and I woke up in genuine fear.
What happened? My body...
You know how sometimes you'll have a nightmare and you wake up and you're like, ooh, oh, I almost like fell or something.
Right.
This was genuine, riddled to bone chilling to my insides of woke up in fear. And my jaw was so tight because I was holding my jaw so tight.
Yeah.
But it was just all because I'm anxious, but there's nothing bad I'm anxious about. It's just all happy stuff. And I need to
change
my mindset to,
but this has been something that you've dealt with for years. Anytime things are really good or you're really excited for the future, I'm always like, we call him Roger. We're like, when's Roger gonna creep in?
Yeah, I was like, leave me alone.
Roger, come on.
It's like he comes in going, this is all going well, but you know, I could take it from you or something. Aww. Like that. Like, I know that's really bad, like, mindset.
Of course.
And I'm working on it to just enjoy when things are going well.
Of course.
Because I feel like I'm more of a problem solver.
Yeah.
Where my mind has to solve a certain number of problems a day for me to feel rested. And when there's no real problems or real threats or real issues that I have to dissect and problem solve, I make them up.
Right.
So I make up little things that if something big pops up in the meantime, that thing that I couldn't sleep over goes away. I go, really? That's what I was worried about? This is a major issue. And that goes away. And I only deal with one anxiety at a time.
But we've even had instances in life come up and you'll always tell me, you're like, just wait a few days. Don't be emotional. Something else will come up that will probably take its place.
Take its place.
And then you look back and you're like, oh, thank God I didn't act out on that or whatever the situation is. Because everything's always evolving. Things happen. Other, you know, anxieties or fears or life or just situations come up. And that's just being human. I think anyone listening or watching can probably relate in some way.
Yeah.
You know, we all have anxieties, and especially too with what's going on in the world right now, things are crazy. It's only natural to feel specific ways or uneasy or nervous of the future. You know, there's just so much going on.
The unknown. There's also an energy outside. Even when we went on it was really nice today getting outside and getting some sunshine. I really think the effects too, we never realized the lack of light in our apartment.
Yep.
It always, no matter, it could be 88 and sunny, and it in our apartment, it looks like it's 52 and cloudy and rainy.
It's horrible.
And I think we have to start getting out there a little bit more. But even out there, I feel people, the way they're driving, the way they're acting, it's no one's able to burn off this energy because everything's still kind of shut down.
Yeah.
So people just have this angst of like at least I can go to the movies or go dancing or go to a bar. Like, that's all taken away. It's kind of everyone has this energy, and I'm just too hard on myself because I work so hard to be the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't give myself a pass where I go, you're about to make a road trip to Florida. You're about to make a huge change in your life. This has been a huge life-changing year. And I want to talk about that today too, if you want to chat about the wedding. We have all of these different scenarios happening in our life that are huge. And I think I don't give myself enough credit that this isn't just a little thing. These are huge life decisions.
What color shoes am I going to buy tomorrow? It's not that.
Yeah, it's not.
And then, big deal. We are moving cross country. We're getting married. We're setting our roots down somewhere. We're going to find where we want to live so that eventually we can raise a family. Like, these are big life decisions. And we've been trying to make them for a while, but, you know, things have now kind of put us in the situation to be able to make those choices.
But then there was just a wave of great news this past week. And as things become, I guess, not real, once they come to fruition, maybe is a better way to put it, then we'll share all this good news with you.
Of course.
But there's just, we got a lot of wins. Because mm-hmm. we get a lot of, you know, we get a lot of no's. Because in our business and everything so we do, when you're reaching out to people to be a guest on your podcast, when you're reaching out to sponsors, reaching out to brands, we're pitching a reality show, we're trying to do collaborations with certain companies. And so we get, every day we wake up to just no, 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 no. Yes. And you're like, what? And then it doesn't work.
You can be on the highest high and 5 minutes later you get an email and you're like, oh, so we're constantly living like this.
The biggest one, and then we'll get into our intro, was we got an email. So for your birthday, we set up the this birthday celebration for Alyssa, where I wanted to have her, you know, have a little restaurant, you know, dinner in our dining room, a movie theater in our living room, and a little speakeasy dance floor in mm-hmm. our kitchen. We set this beautiful thing up, and Alyssa put it on TikTok. And on TikTok, it got close to 600,000 views, and it went micro-viral, and this was a really big deal for us because we've made 300 TikToks. I'm not on it as much as I used to be, and we've had a few that hit a million, over a million, so it feels really good because we create content every day, and every now and then a podcast will hit 50,000, or it's neat. You're like, wow, that something we said or did, people are liking, and it feels good as a content creator.
Yeah.
Well, we got a message from this woman who is a woman, right?
Yeah.
And she has an Instagram page where she posts just about love and couples. And she has 300,000 followers. All her videos on her grid have 1, 2, 3 million or almost 3 million views on all these videos. And she saw our TikTok video and goes, can I post this on my Instagram? We go, oh my gosh, this video is going to get 2, 3 million views. You're going to be tagged. We're going to get exposure.
Yes.
People on Instagram are going to see our love. And that's basically what we've built our brand around. Like I said, it's not like I was in a goofy hat making a joke that I, you know, being a character that I don't usually do. This is our brand. This is like perfect. And
also too, Instagram's really hard to grow these days.
You need some virality or you're just block. And we've been doing great. But this could have been a little like extra ghastly on the fire. Yeah. We were so excited. We woke up this morning. I looked at the video. It was at like 37,000 views.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's taken off. We're going to really be able to get our name out there. And then we look three hours later.
No. I open my eyes. You immediately tell me. And so I pull my phone out and I was like, huh, let's look. And I go, babe, I don't see the video here. And I kept refreshing it. You go to refresh it and the video just disappeared.
So we don't know
so
if.
I'm like, did you really see it with your eyes?
I gave you all the details of it. I knew everything about it. And I don't know if it was taken down because of copyright music. I don't know if it was taken down. Maybe it wasn't performing as well as she'd want on the page. I don't know. We're not gonna write her. I was just grateful it was free advertising for the moment it was there. But these are just examples. I know this probably sounds so goofy to people who aren't in content.
But it means a lot to us.
But what we're doing when it comes to these likes, followers, comments, engagement, it sounds a little self-fulfilling, but it's what we're distributing content like we are a television network mm-hmm. or a media network or a newspaper, all these different platforms. Gary Vee says it best. It's newspaper, radio, and now it's Instagram, it's podcasting. Mm-hmm. So if a show, you know, use Days of Our Lives as an example, it gets 1.4 million views, advertisers pay a certain amount of money and the distribution company needs that many views to make that much money to fund the show for all of you to enjoy. So if we put out a podcast, there are numbers or a video, the numbers are viewership. Mm-hmm. We're not competing with another slot like television is, right. Which is why it's really interesting how TV is changing because you don't have to compete anymore. If your content's good, it can build. But those views and those likes and those comments and everything actually make a big difference because we're doing nothing different than what these big networks or distribution companies are doing.
Right.
So that's what I just wanted to clarify that. But let's hop into the intro, 9 minutes in. Welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. Oh, it feels so good to hit that subscription. We have been growing and we appreciate you so much. Like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. We've been putting out videos now for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And so do a little friendly stalk and look around our page. It'll be great. And if you're checking this out on Facebook, what's up? How are you? Be sure to like the page. If you're listening on iTunes, drop a 5-star review, write a comment. We greatly appreciate that. So thank you all for your support. We love doing this. Mm-hmm. We literally have our schedule down. We are so excited and we couldn't have this without all of you. So we appreciate you, and we're going to keep bringing you awesome content. I want to give a little plug here to our face masks. These have been doing extremely well. We want to thank you for that as well. We have a pride mask. We've got some sunflowers. We've got an hourglass. I'm not stretching as much. You made fun of me last time. We got an hourglass mask. Leopard print. There are many, many, many masks that we have, and it's down in the link below or in the merch bar.
You had that one upside down.
Which one?
The anchor. You gotta
I wore the golf mask upside down today.
It. I know. I noticed that.
So that's all down in the...
You can be like Freddy too and wear your masks upside down.
You can wear them upside down. Why not? But I want to hop into the episode today. This is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Because I want to actually genuinely work this out with you and have a discussion about our wedding date, because we're running into kind of some issues. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone who's planned a wedding or have been a part of a wedding probably has run into similar issues, or just issues in general. So people sure. know the stress of planning a wedding. Do you want to, just in case someone's new and they haven't seen our story unfold over the past 10 years, you want to just give a quick little background, and then I'll show what our obstacles are and how we can talk about how to work this out?
Yeah, of course. So a little backstory. Freddie and I have been together. It'll be 10 years next May. It'll be 11 years next May 5th of our first kiss. So Cinco de Mayo's kind of been like our anniversary, the day that we always celebrate, because we never really had an anniversary other than that. You know, there was no like specific day I remember us getting together and that we celebrate every year. It was always kind of the Cinco de Mayo. Our first kiss was 11 years ago, but then it took an entire year for us to get together, which is why next May will be a decade. And a couple years ago, we got engaged, and we right away, we were so excited. And we're like, oh my gosh, we're getting married. And so we had planned a venue in Florida because we thought it would be easy for everyone to come to. At that time, we're like, big wedding. You know, there was nothing, no pandemic going on in the world. So we were just planning a big wedding. Then...
And just to give context, like about 100 to 150 people.
Sure.
There's so many people that we want to celebrate this day with. And that is slowly changing, and that's one of the issues. But I want to let people know context-wise, because we're talking about the number of people. So mm-hmm. I just want to give people an idea, because some people have 300 people wedding, some people sure. have 50. But we were looking in a perfect world between 100 and 150 people we thought we were going to have in Florida
right
after the engagement. Yeah. But we never sent out invites, so it wasn't like an embarrassing canceling or anything. No. We just... We're like, hey, we're going to do this quickly.
Yeah. So we were looking at this venue in Florida, thought it would be easy. We were also at the time looking at a September date. We were just like fresh out of being engaged. So we were so excited. We're like, let's book it. What's happening? I forget exactly what happened, but I think it was just the stress of it all. We're like, let's put the brakes on this. This is just like too much, too quick, too many people, too much stress.
The cost.
The cost.
When
as
we
well.
Really, I for some reason, I was like, oh, the venue, you get a cake. You get some food. It just felt not that much, but I was leaving out the little things, the tux, the dress, the wedding bands, the invitations, the thank yous, the DJ, the photographer. And you start lining this up. And I was like, babe, because we did a huge proposal.
Yes.
Drop some coin huge, on definitely. The proposal, on the video production, on your ring.
Which you can go check
ring,
out on YouTube. If you're
which curious. Is on. Yeah, we actually filmed the ring shopping and the proposal. But I wanted to go all out for you on that, and then trying to plan this wedding and looking at the price, it was kind of like, oh wow, we might need to pause. So originally I think it was price.
Yeah, so we paused and we're like, let's enjoy our engagement, let's just truly like soak this in. And then as I think a couple months went by, we started talking about it again, and we're like, you know what, we have to do this on, you know, Cinco de Mayo. It's our anniversary. That's our first kiss. It meant something. And we're like, we should do it in Mexico. And I think on that time it fell on a Was it a Tuesday?
I think it was a maybe it was a Sunday, because there was leap year that pushed it a day.
Oh, yeah.
I think initially it was a Sunday. We wanted to do tacos. We wanted to do tequila. We wanted to do it in Mexico on the beach. Yep. Nothing fancy. Yep. Remember, we wanted to wear white button downs and make it on the beach and real fun. And we almost did that.
Yeah. And then I kind of forget what happened, but we were just like, it just isn't something with timing just didn't work. So we paused it again. And then we're like, okay, it'll really come to us. Like, I'm really big in the universe that if things just don't seem like they perfectly make sense at the time, I'm like, just live life. What will be, and what's meant to be will happen. So we were living life, and we almost eloped like this year, because we're like, we just want to be married. There's just so much going on. And then, you know, the pandemic happened. And so we're like, okay, we're not going to do that. And so here we are, and we're like, this is going to be a really, really big deal for us to, like, we just want to be married at this point.
Yeah.
I want to call you my husband. It'll be 10 years next year. And we're like, we got to do it. So we are at the crossroads of, okay, next year we want to get married. But do you want to fill everyone in on?
Well, you made a really great point when we talk about this, is that every year there's something else that, like, it almost seems like there's not going to be a perfect time.
Of course.
But, I mean, so first of all, May 5th falls on a Wednesday.
Yes.
That's an issue in itself, which to me is, you know, if people are traveling anyway, they're probably going to have to take off work. It is what it is.
Yeah.
During what's going on in the world, what is testing going to be like? Right? Because even if you're having, whether it's, you know, 50 people, 100 people, 10 people, whatever, if there happens to be a test that isn't working or something happens, you're exposing a lot of people in a time, which also leads me to the concern that people, like if I were to get an invitation in a month during this and someone's getting married in Montana and you and I are in Florida, or someone's getting married in Maine and we're in California, and we're like, I mean, I hope everything clears up by then, because I'm not going to fly to Maine. Like, I'm the godfather to Harlow, and they're waiting on the baptism in general.
Yeah.
But even for me, I'm like, I want to be there, but I'm not going to get on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I'm going to drive. Like, there's a lot going on. So what are people going to feel like getting an invitation in 3 months? Just saying. Mm-hmm. Maybe people, and please comment below, like, as
let
we go through this.
Thoughts. We're just kind of want to talking it out.
Yeah, publicly, and just seeing what you all think.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. The other issue in general is the cost. I think that will always be, not always, but just because we're looking to make a move soon, we're looking to purchase a house, and there's, you know, that's kind of a,
yeah,
if you're trying to put a down payment on and pay for a wedding, it just seems like it could be a lot.
So
those are kind of the, and then lastly is the guest list, because yet again, we could do something like just the first bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
If you open it up to level two, we would hurt people's feelings if there was anything less than about, I think we kind of set around 40. And anyone who's planned a wedding, think you probably know what we mean. It's almost like a ripple effect. And if you drop a little pebble in water, there's these circles of friendships and family that if you go into the second sphere, everyone in that second sphere has to be invited.
Yeah.
Because you'll hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
And as we get out of first blood, and when you get into that second or third, you know, we have so many acquaintances that I want to be there, but then the cost goes through the roof. So what do we do about the guest list? And if you have 87 people show up, that's 87 people, even if there's a 5-minute test by then.
Right.
It still seems a little dangerous.
Well, here's the thing though, too. I know that right now there are actual tests, and I've seen a lot of videos and I've read articles on this where people, it's mostly doctors, so I would assume in that community that have access to this, you can purchase tests before events. People take them 5 minutes, you do know. Now, is that pricier? I'm sure. But I'm sure in different situations, if you know someone, you probably can get a deal, I would assume. And now, on the flip end of that, there. Okay. Go ahead.
Or do we need to let people? We need to let you finish. But I just want to write that. I should get a notebook.
No, just tell me. Tell me.
My whole point is well, then who covers the cost of the test if it is a cost?
Well, if it is a cost, it depends how much it is, and we would have to figure that out.
That's another question. Hey, do you want to take off work in the middle of the week? Do you want to fly or drive?
But then here, let's
and
go
give
back.
A gift.
Let's go back.
And
let's,
pay for a test. We can't
back.
Ask people.
Let's
to
go
do
back.
That.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly. Right now, current state, we are in August. It's like, what, August 11th? Yeah, it's August 11th. There are tests. If you have insurance, you go. It's a quick test. You get results the next day. That is August 11th of 2020. We have that currently. I am confident for our country, for the economy, for everything that's happening, that by May 5th of next year, that they're going to have quick tests that you're going to know if you're positive or not.
So you think we could, regardless of cost, that we could have, we'll put your sister in charge of it or something, where she has to people swab and then they go, oh, you're blue, you're free to go. So yet again, people, though, what if they, if it turns pink and they're infected, it's like, oh yeah, I took a 6-hour flight from Cali and I'm infected, so I can't come to the wedding.
Okay, well then that's just going to have to be a risk that people are going to have to be okay taking.
That if you show up and you can't get in.
Well then you, but here's the next thing.
Put them in a, listen, in a, in listen, a viewing
listen,
room.
Listen, put them in a viewing room because we've decided, listen, because of all of this, we are going to live stream our vows. We have to, because there are going to be just so many people. If obviously, if this wasn't happening in the world, this would be a different discussion and it would probably solely just be based off of a wedding budget and that's it. That's what every couple goes through, a wedding budget. We're tackling a lot more here. So regardless of what happens, regardless if we elope with First Blood, if we have a wedding of 20 people, super small, or whatever that number is, there is going to be a Zoom where we are going to live stream this. There 100% will be, because like even someone like my grandma, she's not going to be able to go that far. You know what I'm saying? Because of what's happening, unless like this changed tomorrow and it's safe. But, you know, let's be realistic here.
And honestly, too, with the live stream, we need to look into that, because when we send an invitation, we agree on this, that when we send an invitation, I want to say, hey, we want you to come in person, but we understand what's happening. If you don't want to come, you can hop onto the live stream. Yeah. Because of that, and there's a lot of people that I know are going to want to watch. I think a lot of our audience would think it's really cool to watch. We want to make it available for people to see, and we're going to actually do it in a professional way. Like, we're going to hire a professional crew so that when you watch it, it's not just like somebody on their cell phone streaming it on Facebook. We're going to be mic'd. We're going to have multiple cameras, like how the Emmys or the Oscars or a basketball game is, like actual live stream.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really high production. They're going to be able to hear everything. So we do agree on the live stream. Mm-hmm. And I think we also agree that, unfortunately, just because everything going on, the cost, we're not going to be able to invite as many people as we actually would in a perfect
think
world.
If we do have like some sort of wedding, it's going to be like 40 people max. I just don't think it's going to be realistic. Especially with everything going on. You make so many valid points. Like,
it's just hard though. I feel so bad sometimes with friends that I would say, if we're having a big wedding, I want you there. But then we're not going to invite people. It just seems like, how do you deal with that?
Here's the thing too. Like, I remember having a talk with my dad not too long ago, and he was saying, you know, of course, you know, we could do it small, have your First Blood. He's like, you have a couple really near and dear friends that are really, you know, prevalent in your life on the daily to be there to celebrate with you. You know, this is 10 years. And like, even if we just did our parents and just eloped or First Blood, totally fine. But like, for you, you haven't been thinking about a wedding since you were a little girl. For most, I can't speak for everyone, but I know for me, it was a really big deal growing up. You know, with my friends, we would always be like, oh, what kind of dress would you have? What kind of wedding? And, you know, that's probably society who did that, but that doesn't change that it's always meant a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? So for me, having, you know, a small intimate ceremony and to be able to Zoom and have, you know, everyone else that's able to tune in just because of the current climate.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so important. So I don't know. I think for me too, I'm a very sentimental individual who I like specific dates. I love numbers. I love numerology, all of that. Yeah. And for me, getting married, I know it's on a Wednesday, but May 5th means something to us. We're the ones who are going to be celebrating this anniversary for the rest of our lives. And every Cinco de Mayo, we celebrate anyway.
Yeah. No, so I agree. And for you, making you happy on this day is what's important to me, and that's why I'm open. But I also just want to continue to have this conversation, because the moment we actually announce it, send out invites, put it in stone, we're going to go through with it and do it. If it were up to me, and we've spoke about this, is I would want to do just First Blood, because I know the cost would be basically zero. Which would make a lot of sense with what we're trying to do. Yeah. We're able to live stream it, so everyone can be a part of it. The testing is irrelevant, because we could all get tests with just the seven of us, and it could be on that Wednesday, and it would all work. But I understand that you want your group of friends, family, you want to have those dances, you want that wedding, and so I don't want to I'm not going to argue for that, but that just seems more...
I mean, honestly, I'm fine with First Blood and a couple of my best friends that have been my life, you know, for a very long time. But then I know that opens up the door to you and, you know, that whole other group that it's that whole thing. You invite this person, then that opens it up to 30 more. Then you open up that 30 more. You got to make a...
There is... We've tried every scenario. Even if you said, I'm going to invite four friends... Then you're going to have three friends that are like, what do you mean? Why was it, I wasn't in the top four or yeah. I'm not going to invite my, it's like, it's but either like, First Blood or it's 50. That just seems like the only thing, which is fine. The only other option that I think would be feasible, and this is my pitch for you. And I know it's kind of sucks because we just want to do this. If we waited one more final year, and did May 5th of 2022. I believe that's a Thursday, which is a little better. Everything will be cleared up by then. We'll have time to get a place. We'll have time to start our new life. And we would be able to save and maybe even have the wedding that we want of our dreams because we've had a year and a half to collect some funds, invite whoever we really want to be there without having a restriction on the testing or the cost. But it would require us waiting essentially, what is that, like 20 more months.
I don't know. That for me was really off the table.
And I know how much it means to you. I can even see too, you're getting a little emotional just thinking of having to wait.
I know.
Or all of this. And so, but I think this is all valid and I'm just trying to throw out ideas because this is what we do now. We were the type of people that jumped into things without going through all the scenarios, and we've been doing a lot better of a job of going through all that. And you know, just to throw this last thing into that pitch, you know, also when it comes to having a joint bachelor-bachelorette party, you know, that's something that we're gonna sacrifice, like bridal showers, bachelor-bachelorette, like all of that is gonna be we're not gonna have it if we do it this May. So these are just all little things. So I'm open, and I know we're gonna figure it out.
But I think too, this is probably why in the past as well we would start thinking about, you know, wedding stuff, and then you dig into it, and it gets kinda, so stressful, and it kind of takes like it sucks the fun out of it.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, look at this dress, look at this venue, look at this, and then you start going, well. And you end up like crashing where you're just like, oh my gosh. And then the planning of it. And luckily you and I are on the same page. Like we're not the type that'll fight over flowers or in-laws or what all that. Like we have no I know it's going to be smooth. It's just this. It's just those four things is I think people will understand during these times if we move forward with a 50, 40 person wedding that if they're not invited, I'm hoping people will understand. It's the money and the testing and all of that together just seems, you know, so hopefully that's okay. The Wednesday, you know, I think people will be okay. It's in the middle of the week.
I talked to a couple people about it and everyone's like, it's your day. You do your thing. This does not bother me. And also too, it's not like we just met a year ago and we're like, oh my God, we're picking a Wednesday. Like this is 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
All the trials and tribulations and everything we've gone through. Like,
I get it.
It's our wedding. I get it.
I definitely get that. And that's why I'm all for making that happen. But I'm curious too. And it's like, and obviously, you know, Alyssa and I are going to make our decision based on what you and I feel, but we are open. I'm just curious to hear what people think in the comment section. Just kind of let us know, like maybe some of your stories or what you think or how you'd feel. Because I think it just depends on the person. I think some people are going to feel excited to get the invite and to just come. And I think some people would be, because I put it in my shoes. You know, if someone's getting married and they're like, hey, I'm getting married in Mexico. I'm just like, I'm happy. And I'm like, I'm so grateful I get to go. But then you're aware of, I got to ask time off for work. I have to go spend money to fly there. I got to come back and be at work at 6 a.m. where they're going off on their honeymoon. It's I look at it in a weird way because I look at it as I want to be the host of the party that everyone's just like, they thought of everything. Oh my gosh, how did they think of this to make it this enjoyable and not inconvenient? And that's my fear is that the day of the week and a couple little things seem it's going to be a tad inconvenient, but I'm also an overthinker. And I think people are going to say, it's all good. Like, we just want to be there to celebrate your love. We've watched you for 10 years. We've known you. So it's never easy. We've had this talk like three separate times, and I don't know.
I don't know either. But I feel like that's kind of where we differ, is you think you're inconveniencing people if by us choosing what we want. Like, I feel like you're like, oh yeah, well, I don't want to inconvenience anyone. For me, when I get wedding invites or whatever it is, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I don't, everything that you just thought about, I mean, sure, I think about it, but after the fact. Like, I don't feel like if there are a couple people that were to be invited, I don't think they're going to go, wow, what an inconvenience. Because of me talking to certain people and having discussions about it, and that is just not their energy. They're just so excited.
They are. And I think, too, it's just because of our setup. It's the friends in California. It's us in California. It's our friends in Florida. It's New Jersey. It's North Carolina. It's D.C. It's Ohio.
Yeah.
You know, most people who go to college like an hour away, they meet their loved one. They have their jobs. And they're 72 people they invite, except for the six that left. But that's on them because they left.
Right.
We left. And now we're asking everyone who's in our family to come to us. If they were just like, wait, when is this, Saturday? Yeah, I'm gonna live my life and go to a party for 5 hours. No big deal. But we're asking everyone except your seven people in Florida to fly or drive long distances in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm aware of that, but I want to get married. I don't want to wait a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just want to do it. I'm so excited to do it. We've been engaged now for 2 years.
I know, I made that joke to you. Like, I cannot next July 21st.
3 years engaged.
Post our photo of us being engaged. It's just like, I'm just over it. I'm done. I'm just so done. And like,
Why do you get emotional?
I don't know. It just means so much to me. Like, I finally get to marry you.
I know. I can see you. And this is what's tough for me to talk about, because I feel like I'm being analytical and you're just like, this is my heart here, and I just want to get married. And
I don't know. It just means a lot, and, like, we've gone through so much. And I just want this day to be, like, really special for us, because it's been a long time coming. But I told you, I'm just a sentimental person.
It will be perfect.
I know.
But it's important to, and you know this, it's important at the end of the day to talk it out, and that things like the venue and the guest list and the cost and the safety in these times are all valid.
Of course.
And you know that. But I know that. And so I'm just the analytical person. You have it just right here a little bit?
A little black.
Yeah. But it's gonna be amazing, and we're going to figure it out. And
I know we will.
No matter what we do, it's going to be awesome.
Now I know. I'm like just a little emotional. it's a big deal for us, you know. It really is.
Well, on another note, we can shift off of this before we wrap.
Are you gonna bring up? I don't even know. Black smeared everywhere. I'm almost there. Okay, so shift over. Tell me what's.
Well, no, I just wanted to just give people just a slight update. And then we're obviously going to dive into it more once we get the cities unlocked. But we shared with people, I think, a week ago now.
Yeah.
The time is all just one big day, it feels like. But we did decide, because we're doing that road trip at the end of September. We're going to Florida.
Yes.
And I think that's when it also will become real, when we start looking at the wedding venues, because maybe we'll get a better idea.
Yeah.
Like, what if there's the perfect wedding venue and there's something specific about this year or certain times or dates, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we'll do that. But we've decided to stop at five cities now,
mm-hmm,
and do the road trip. So we're basically going to drive about 6 to 7 hours each day all the way to Florida. And we have our cities picked out, and we're still working on the hotels. But we went from 4 nights now to 5 nights, and we're going to be filming so much content for everybody.
Do you want to share the cities that we're thinking about?
I think, I don't even know if I remember now, because I know we have
it's
a few.
Been a minute.
Yeah, because we initially were going to do Tucson, Arizona, but now we switched it to Scottsdale because it's a little closer. And then I think Scottsdale to El Paso, then San Antonio,
mm-hmm,
and then either Baton Rouge or New Orleans.
New Orleans, we were thinking.
And then Destin. We're going to stop one more time in Destin, Florida, correct?
Yeah, and we always wanted to go there, so.
Yeah.
Well.
Cause, well, because also, too, we rented this beautiful, beautiful house.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's we definitely spoiled ourselves. And we did it as a kind of a dream building exercise as well.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of waking up every day in this neighborhood of houses in this beautiful home reminds you to, hey, work, put in the work,
hard,
make the sacrifices, and be able to have this cool life where you have a house and your family can come visit and you can go swim and you can have,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we rented this beautiful house. So we didn't want to drive 10, 12 hours, the last leg of this long trip to get to this house to have that beautiful moment,
yeah,
when it's dark and you're like flicking on lights.
No,
like, I want to get there at 3 in the afternoon. I want to look through the house.
I want to go
jump in the pool. I want to barbecue. I want to grab a cold Corona.
Oh, yes.
You know, and just sit by the pool and enjoy that we've really been grinding in life. And I think that's the other reason, too, with the wedding becomes so emotional. And I know we've been talking about this on the podcast so much about wanting for especially the new viewers who just found us to really dig into our love story. Mm-hmm. Not only our love story, because that's been wonderful. You and I have had just this wonderful bonding love story of 10 years, 11 years, if you want to count our friendship and everything. Yeah, 11 years.
Yeah.
Almost 11 years. I don't even know. 11 years since we've met. We met in February of 2010.
Yeah.
And we were friends, and then we fell in love. Well, we fell in love like 4 months later, but you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But then in May of 2011 is when we, you know, got together, but so about 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
And, but during this time of living this crazy Hollywood life, I mean, we were so much of different people from 2000.
Than we are today.
Oh my God. And it was a life-changing experience. We got into business. We got into entrepreneurship, marketing, sales. We got into branding. We got into building businesses. We got into coaching and mentoring and learning online. And we focused our energy from partying a lot to you know, working on ourselves, reading personal development books,
yeah,
reading from successful people, how you can help others, how you can build wealth, how you can, you know, live your dreams, do what you want, all this stuff. Went through a nearly fatal car accident.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the hospital for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was flying back and forth to shoot days. You couldn't even talk on the phone.
Back.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to leave.
I had 12 surgeries. Like,
we went through all of that. We had money stolen from our business manager. Then because of that, there was no taxes paid. We got in debt with the IRS. We were in debt. We moved into this one bedroom apartment. I mean, we started back at below zero.
Yeah.
Over six figures in debt.
And this was like what, in 2014-15?
Yeah, 2014, 2015, 2016, we started climbing out. And then 2017, there was a little light. And then 2018 was like our first year of like being able to get our head above water. And then we were able to recoup in 18, 19. And now here we are in 20. But then we also lost people who were very close to us in our life. We had one of our businesses go under. We had, you know, and then the layoff with Days and then being let go by Days and the pandemic. I mean, it's been a very colorful, and we're not complaining.
No.
I look back and we look at ourselves in certain scenarios and go, we would have been a disaster in 2010 with certain choices that
yeah.
we had to make now as adults. I know what we would have done.
Yeah.
So when I see people do and say things or make choices, I don't judge them because I go, I know where your mindset's at.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done that in 2010.
Yep.
I would have done that and I would have suffered.
Ugh.
And you hope you learn.
Yeah.
But we learned. And I think all this is leading up to what we've had in our life. And I want to dig deeper into those stories. And I know we keep saying that, but there'll be a perfect time. I just don't want to like force a random podcast
yeah.
about it. But thank you for being on this journey with us. We really want to have more discussions like this. I know that it's like really personal and, but I think it's helpful.
Yeah.
I think being open and honest.
Well, it's also nice too, to hear from the community and just other voices, what they would do in this situation. It's just nice to have those other, opinions just to hear, see like maybe what you've lived through, you would do this. And that's, you know what I'm saying? It's just nice to hear and get a little advice from other people
who don't have like
an emotional
a connection to it. Because
yeah.
if you ask my mom or you ask my cousin or you ask your sister, they're the ones that are, you know, your sister's like, well, as an example, she didn't say this, but she's like, well, if you're asking me, I'd rather not go on a Wednesday.
Right.
But if you ask a community of people of all different backgrounds, all different ages, all different walks of life who who get in the comment section of this video and are able to share, you're able to go, oh, this is just people who've heard this with no emotional attachment or a personal attachment to it. They're, you know, so if you have any 2 cents to throw in there, we'd love just to hear, you know, but I feel we're going to get a mixture of, like, it's your day, do what you want, or those are good points. You know, I feel like
let us know.
We have to just decide what's going to be best for us, but we just
what
want to get
them.
What do we do? But for sure, I mean, we're out in, in 50, 49, 50 days, we're making our road trip, and, you know, we're going to be, I guess, just on the road and have a suitcase, and we're going to figure out our next move. We really want to find a house, and hopefully we can find one and purchase one and start our life and, like, you know, buy a house by hopefully, like, February or March of next year in Florida. And so we'll see, but we'll keep you up to date. I tell you what.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. But this is all good stuff, because you and I have been through very, very dark times and hard times. And I think these are challenges or obstacles, but they're not problems.
Yeah.
We're very grateful that moving to Florida, starting a new chapter, looking for a house, planning a wedding is, especially in a time when so many people are going through the worst time in their life right now with their health, with their jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm very aware of how grateful we are and how blessed we are. And I'm also have this, like, emotional feeling because we've worked so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we climbed and we did this once and it all crashed. I feel not many people build twice. And
hey,
I feel that
now
we've built again. And it feels that much sweeter because I understand so much more. I understand having that invincible, things just work out for me, immature, selfish vibe, and then to be punched in the face by life and off of my bad decision and decisions that we've made personally. It's now made me make decisions more thoughtfully, more selflessly, I never want to make a decision that's going to inflict a challenge, obstacle, or pain on us, our friends, and family.
Yes, of course.
You know, universe is going to come at us.
Yeah.
I don't want to create those problems by poor decisions. And we learn that.
Yeah.
And we listen to podcasts and we read. And I don't read as much as I should, but I listen
you
a lot.
Listen.
I'm more audio of a person. But it's just been a huge climb, and it's a super emotional for us. And I'm so happy that we've chose this path. So we can share this, because I think our stories and I think us sharing all of this makes a difference in some way.
Well, because maybe someone's going through a similar type of situation regarding no matter what it was. They could be going through that kind of situation. And because they heard what we said about it, because we already lived it, they might make a different choice.
Yeah.
That's going to be better for them.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
If I was reading and listening and I had more stories, maybe I would have made different choices.
Of course.
You know, and I think once I started getting guidance and hearing different stories, and you take things from some people and some things you don't. There's people I listen to that I go, I agree or I disagree. I just take what I feel I need. We just appreciate you all so much.
So much.
And thanks
so,
for
so
this
much.
Kind of a personal, we made it very
personal
today.
Personal.
I know we were going to talk about the wedding. We kind of knew, like, hey, let's talk about the wedding a little bit, but I didn't realize we were going to get so deep into
direction.
It. but I enjoyed it, and it's still, we're still on the fence. We have to make a decision, but I just don't think today is the day to make the decision.
Right.
I think we do have time. So let's keep piecing things together. Let's take it day by day, and we'll make an educated decision of what to do. And we'll fill you in as we go. So thank you all for your time.
As long as I'm marrying you, I'm in.
I love that. Ditto.
Love you guys so much.
Love you. Take care.